He's got a mic, and he's in a mood. Buckle up, Buttercup. You're listening to The Ron Van Dam Show on New England Broadcasting.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Thank you very much.
Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Hey, welcome to the program of enormous proportions. Look at the size of this thing. I'm going to be here for half an hour, then you can leave and do something else. But for now, give me your full attention, because I'm doing it. You might as well listen to it. I guarantee that when this show is over, you'll be walking away with more information than you didn't have to begin with before you had it. If you want to go get yourself a sandwich, you've got about 30 seconds, then I'm going to start talking for real. So go get it now. Hurry, get up! Never mind, it's too late. I do not condone drinking alcohol on a regular basis, but it does make this show sound a lot better than it actually is. All right. Let me introduce some of the people that make this show possible. There's me. Big deal. And then there's John Shanahan. He's your announcer, comedy writer. He's incredible, and thank you to John. And then there's, Nicole Reed. She's a British voice that you hear at the beginning of the program. Is she really British? I don't think so. She books many of the national interviews that we do on this particular program that you're listening to at this particular time in your life. And then there's Jason Shaw, who composes and performs the theme music, the closing theme, some incidental music, incidentally. And that's Jason Shaw. Thank you, Jason. And then there's other people, but I don't really care about them as much. All right. Listen to this fade. It's incredible. Listen, it's fading. It's fading out. Listen. Now it's gone. Oh, my God. That was fun. How are you today? Look, I don't want to preach. I don't want to pontificate, although I do love to do it, but I don't want to. But I find that, you and I, we're the same, right? We're well-informed people. We're intelligent. We see things. We observe. We don't walk through life with blinders on. You know, we're excellent people. But there are so many people that are not. There are so many people who don't know what the hell's going on. And I get it. They're busy. They're trying to make ends meet. Here's one end. Here's another. Let's make a meet. I get that. All you care about is gas prices and food prices and how you pay for things. I understand that. And, you know, all you care about is like, oh, where do I get my beer on weekends? I understand there are people like that. But listen to me. It's no way to live. It's no way to live. When I bump into people, not on purpose, sometimes on purpose, they will say to me, "Hey, Ron, you're in the radio business, in the media. What's going on in the world?" Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't. You appear very stupid when you do that. Hey, what's going on around me that I'm not aware of? Oh, that is not a good thing to say. If you're not aware of things going on around you, that's a little, what's the capital P word, pathetic. And don't come to me. Ron, you're in the media business. You own a media company. You should know all this stuff. Well, I do, but stop coming to me. Find out for yourself. That's what people are supposed to do. You don't learn things by people telling you what to do and what to think. You learn things by getting information and then making your own assessment, you crazy people, you. Stop coming up to me and asking me Well, that's what people do, and they're doing it more so than ever. And I thought there was a social media thing, and we're all connected, and you can get information anytime you want on that stupid machine. I thought that was the case. Why are people still coming up to me and going, hey, Ron, what's going on in the world? Hey, Ron, what's going on? Hey, Ron, is it going to rain tomorrow? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. If you don't have a moment to figure it out for yourself, then I don't know if you should be on this particular planet. I understand they're going to start colonizing Mars. Consider that. Oh, my God. You really need to know what's going on, especially politically. Now, listen to me. There are two extreme corners of politics right now. There's a Democrat-Republican thing, and it's always been that way, but now it's really divided to the point where this country just doesn't get anywhere. We just destroy ourselves because we're not doing anything because we don't want the other side to win. That's not what this was supposed to be about, you idiots. When you do that, democracy doesn't work, and Putin has a field day. He gets on his horse naked and starts running around and going, I'm the king. And he is. If you're going to start ruining democracy, then he wins. He just can't wait. Get us out of NATO, get us out of democracy, and that guy can take over the world. And that's his plan, and you know it. He said it. And he's doing it. You got to protect democracy, man. That's the bottom line. Otherwise, you're not going to have a country to be concerned about. There won't be any division because you won't have a choice. And that's what's going on. We are very divided right now. Republican, Democrat, there. I mean, even if you get your news, you got MSNBC all the way to the left and you got Fox News all the way to the right. And people just tune into that and that's their world and they have no idea. They're told how to feel, how to think. Don't be one of those people. Don't be. There shouldn't be Republicans and Democrats. There should just be independents. But there's not. I have two problems here. My major problem is the way that we vote. That's a problem. We got so far away from this that it's a little bit scary. Do you know that Republican president did not get the popular vote since the mid-1990s, except for one. I think Bush did in a second term. But that was it. And all this time, only once since the mid-1990s has there been a popular vote that won the guy the presidency. It's ridiculous. I mean, voting should be like, all right, how many people voted for this? How many people voted for that? Okay, the one that voted more wins. I mean, can you be more simple? Can you be more democratic? That somehow there was manipulation going on, and no, we got to do it by state, you know, because some there aren't that many people in, like, Utah. It's just Mormons, so we got to give them more power because otherwise they always don't get what they want. Well, then tell them to move. So in order for the Utah people to get what they want, I don't get what I want because the most votes didn't go to the person that won. How does that work? Yeah, I won the election. Did you get the most votes? No, I didn't. Well, how did that work then? It's called the Electoral College. It doesn't mean anything. No one went to school. No one went to college for this. It just means that you win by getting some points. Trade in your votes for points, and you can get some maybe some silverware or a washer and dryer. We got to get back to the most votes wins. Come on. I mean, it's tough enough that Russia and Hungary and Turkey, that makes sense. Russia and Turkey have said out loud, we're trying to influence the election. We want Trump to win. And so now other countries are telling us. And they're also able and have proven to get involved and actually make manipulations. Russia is disseminating all kinds of stories, and then it's picked up by the media here, and then people believe it because they hear it. They're influencing the election in a large way. But what do? Hey, Ron, what's going on in the world today? Wow. You know, I guess if the country goes down the hill, I guess it's the fault of the country that it went down the hill. I'm telling you, you can't do anything in Congress. Nobody wants to let the other side win. Nothing gets passed. Nothing gets discussed. Nothing gets compromised. Nothing gets done. You can't even go 3 months without approving a budget. Otherwise, the government shuts down. We do government shutdown things every 3-4 months. Very effective. Very efficient. That's because of the asshole Congress. They can't get along. So what are we supposed to do? Sit here and drink our beer? And just shut up? No. We expect them to do stuff. Every day. They get free health insurance. They get a good salary. This is what you wanted to do. You wanted to help your country, not destroy it by not doing anything. Hey, Ron, what's going on? Well, you know, this stuff at the border and immigration has been a real problem. So the Democrats and the Biden said, okay, let's do the restrictions now. Maybe it's not everything everybody wanted, but at least it's better than it is. Let's stop this craziness at the border. Let's control the immigration, etc. Let's, hey, everybody on to doing at least that. Republicans said, no, we don't want to do anything at the border. You've been crying about the border for like 10 years. No, the reason why we don't want to do anything at the border is because then Biden will get the credit because he passed this thing. And we went along with it. Let's wait. And when Trump is president again, let Trump put that through. And then Trump will be the hero. And it will be all thanks to Trump. Is that what we're doing? Seriously? And this is not conjecture on my part. They actually said that. Let's wait till Donald Trump is president so he can take credit for it. Are you kidding me? That's a pathetically dysfunctional Congress. And that's the country we're living in. So, that's what's happening, kids, if you come to me and ask. I'm doing a political show today, quite obviously, right? I am. When the election happens in November, first of all, there'll be more people on stress medication than the drug companies can possibly produce. When the election comes in November, obviously it won't be decided on election night, no matter who wins or doesn't win. That's not going to work out. Could be another resurrection, what the hell, right? I mean, you know. If we don't like something, we just violently show it now. Didn't used to be like that. Now we violently show it. We storm the Capitol and we have riots and things like that. We bash people's heads in and destroy property. That's what we do. Hey, we do that after a football championship or something like that. Hey, our team won. Let's go destroy cars in the street and riot. I mean, it's come on, man. What kind of country are you doing here? Anyway, that's not going to be easily decided. It's going to be a problem. So it's going to be a very stressful time. But here's the big problem here in the November thing. People are not going to be voting for anybody. They're going to be voting against somebody. Now, there'll be plenty of people are going to vote for Biden and plenty of people are going to vote for Trump. But because, in my estimation, there's going to be more people that vote against somebody. Are you voting for Biden? I'm not voting for Trump. Are you voting for Trump? Well, I'm not voting for Biden. It's going to be, I'm not doing it, so I'm doing this kind of an election. That in itself is pitiful. In this vast country of ours, we apparently prefer to elect people that we don't like. Even when Barack Obama was incredibly popular at a time, there were still like throngs of people that hated his guts. That's what we do. So instead of making this country great, so to speak, to coin a phrase, we tend to want to destroy it on purpose because we're apathetic. And that's where I'm turning to you, the listener of this show, and other people. You can't just come up to people and say, hey, what's going on in the world? You got to get into this. This particular year, you got to get into it and find out what's really going on in your assessment, not what somebody tells you. Because, as it will be pointed out, democracy does hang on this particular election. The kind of life you're going to have. And that's it. I've been on this planet for a considerable amount of time. I've seen all kinds of shit go down. This one's a big one. This one's about the pinnacle of it. I have never really seen Congress so divided and so childish and so pathetic than I have seen now. And it kind of want to make you get on a plane and go to another country where this shit isn't going on right now. But it happens in other countries too. So I guess you do a lot of flying back and forth. Anyway, there's my political discussion for today. I'm sure I've annoyed many people. And I'm not taking sides here. I do have a side, but I'm not going to express it at this moment. But I'll tell you, all I'm asking you to do is just decide on your own. Look at both sides, not rumors, not lies, not political ads, not extremes. Look in the middle and see what's happening. And it may change your mind. It may solidify. I don't know. But come on, seriously. Both candidates for president, I'm assuming Trump is going to be the candidate for the Republicans. I think that is the case. But both candidates have track records. We're not looking at a new person. They both have track records. They both have served one term as president. Use that as a barometer. That might work. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, we have a guest coming up momentarily, but before we do, we're going to take a break. I need a break. I think you do. Don't worry, the show's half over. We're okay. We're good. We're going to be good. We're going to be good. We're going to be good. First, there's this.
Hello, this is Father Mike Slannery from the Our Lady of the Sacred Spatula Church here in town. And I'm excited to tell you about a thrilling new addition to our monthly Friday night bingo game lineup. In addition to classic favourites like Coverall and Four Corners, we'll now be adding Full Contact Bingo. That's right, Full Contact. That's where the friendly community game you love meets the hard-hitting action of football and hockey that you crave. Is Mrs. Smith about to call bingo before you? Hit her with a cross-check or crash her into the boards. I should mention that all full contact games will take place in the street hockey rink behind the parish function hall where the Our Lady of the Sacred Spatula Fighting Sons of Leviticus hold their matches. Protective gear is recommended and weapons are not allowed. And if you feel bad about taking out a friend or neighbour so you can win a few bucks at the bingo, I will be on hand to take your confession. That all starts next Friday night at the parish hall at the Our Lady of the Sacred Spatula Church, 27 Eucharist Way, right downtown. We'll see you there.
Hi, Ron.
Hey, Brianne, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Brianne Taylor is a pharmacist. And give me all your titles, because you have a lot of letters after your name.
So I'm a clinical pharmacy specialist.
Okay.
I have my doctorate of pharmacy, and then I'm also a board-certified clinical pharmacy specialist.
Wow. I'm just a talk show host, so you win on that one. Okay.
That's so important.
Well, okay. All right, we're talking about a special week here going on.
Yes, we have National Patient Safety Awareness Week.
Excellent. Okay. Now, is this geared more toward children or adults or everybody?
So the focus of our, what we're going to talk about is we want to share important tips that parents should keep in mind when giving medicines to their children.
Okay. Now, when a child has pain and you go to the medicine cabinet, your immediate thought is anything it takes to make my child well and to make my child comfortable, but anything doesn't go, does it?
No, that's right. Anything does not go. And so whenever you're giving medicines to a child, you have to make sure that the medicine is specifically formulated for them. So usually what you or I are taking is not okay for a small child.
Okay. Is the labeling on these over-the-counter products accurate, or should they all be checked with a pharmacist or doctor? How believable is all that? Has that been working?
So, you know, that information on the back of a label is simply a guide. However, for my patients, I recommend that they always check with a pharmacist or a doctor before giving their child anything over the counter. Making sure that you're giving the right dose is really important, especially if your child is on other medications.
Yeah.
You want to make sure that they can receive what you're giving them and that you're giving them the right amount.
Okay, so that must be a common problem if your child is on any kind of medication, that something over-the-counter doesn't mean it's safe.
Exactly.
Okay, so that can interact negatively with what the child may be taking, or perhaps two over-the-counters can not work out.
Exactly. So, for example, cough and cold products.
Okay.
Oftentimes, those are what we call combination products. So inside one pill or inside one dose of medication, there's lots of different active ingredients.
Uh-huh.
If you start mixing those together, you run the risk of giving your child the same thing over and over, and that's whenever we have overdoses or increased side effects.
Okay. A lot of people go to the internet, and it's a wonderful thing. It's also a horrible thing.
Exactly.
Should one be doing that, even though parents do exactly that almost all the time?
Sure. So I think the important thing to keep in mind whenever you're looking at things on the internet is anybody can put something on the internet.
Mm.
So what you're reading may not be accurate or correct information.
Yes.
ASHP actually has a website called safemedication.com, and it provides illustrated instructions on how to give medications to children, as well as a tip sheet for parents to use for the safe use of medicines in children.
Okay.
So really making sure, you know, if you're choosing those websites, that it's from an accredited source.
All right. I see here that you think it's a good idea to make a list of the medication that your child is on regularly. Why is that good?
Most definitely. So, you know, whether your child's on one medicine or 10 medicines, having that list and then sharing that list with anybody who's going to take care of your child, whether it be a grandparent, a babysitter, even the school, because prescription medications, as we mentioned, can interact with over-the-counter medicines. And so anytime you need to add something additional or give your child an extra medication, you always want to double-check that list to make sure what you're adding or giving is safe to give in terms of everything else they're receiving.
Brianne, what's our definition of a child? I know on the labels of things it says children and adults. What usually is the cutoff there?
Sure. So, you know, it just totally depends. In hospital world, we consider anybody who's less than 18. For the purposes of, you know, a lot of cough and cold medications.
Yeah.
Children who are less than 2 actually should not receive cough and cold medications. And it sort of depends on the particular product that you're looking at, as well as how much the child weighs. That's how we determine how much to give in that case.
Okay, so here's a problem. Let's say a kid is 13 years old, 15 years old. They had totally the capability to walk into a bathroom, into a kitchen, grab a bottle of medication, and take it on their own, for either because they need it because they have some pain or some health concern, or perhaps they may find it to be fun. What do you do about that? Because a parent can't always be home, and these quote-unquote children have the ability to self-medicate themselves.
Exactly. So, you know, that's a tough question. You know, the biggest thing you can do is provide education to your child or your teenager. So letting them know that just because you can get it over the counter, it's not, you know, you can't just take anything that you want.
Yeah.
You have to make sure that you're taking the appropriate amount. If that means putting it in a place where they don't know about, then, you know, maybe that's it. But really just, you know, using that education before they're even in that situation.
Okay. And what about these pill box things that are very popular now, the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday things?
Yeah. So I actually have my transplant patients use them because, you know, they do serve as memory aids, especially when you're on multiple medications a day that requires multiple doses a day. The big thing to remember with the pill boxes is that they're not childproof. So if you do have a small child, making sure that you're keeping it out of their reach. If there are other members of the family or in the house that are on medications, making sure that you aren't getting medications mixed up and accidentally putting a medicine in the pill box. Doesn't belong there.
Yeah, that's for sure. Because once you put them in the little dispenser things, you don't kind of remember which is which anymore, especially
exactly.
if you're on a multiple medications. All right. There's a lot to be considered. And why is this so important? Is it rampant that these things cause problems indeed?
You know, there are. They estimate that about 160 children go to a hospital emergency room every day as a result of accidental medication overdose. And so, you know, that's whether that be prescription medications or just something over the counter. So it's really important to make sure you know what you're giving your child, how much you're giving your child,
sure.
how often you should be giving their medication to prevent that from happening.
Yeah. And to know when you should take food with it or when you should take liquid with it, that's important too, because that can hurt your body in negative ways, even though it's helping something else, I guess.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay. So where do I get more information? Apparently there's a lot to be had, and this is Awareness Week for this.
Sure. So, you know, we always like to promote using the pharmacist as a resource.
Uh-huh.
They're everywhere. They know about medications. They can provide you with tips. They can provide you with recommendations on what to use, how much to give. So they're always a great resource, whether it's in person or just simply calling your local pharmacy.
Yeah. I don't want to say this publicly, although I guess we are. Sometimes the pharmacists are nicer than the doctors. I said it. You didn't. I said it. I said
you
it.
You said it. You
I said it.
It.
I said it. I
I'll
said
take it.
It,
but you said it.
I said it. It's my fault. Okay. Thank you so much. What's that website again?
It's safemedication.com.
Thank you, Breanne Taylor, for everything today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Take care.
All right, thanks.
Bye-bye. Well, that'll do it for me today. You've been wonderful. Thank you for sitting through this. I'll be back again tomorrow with kind of a more normal program. But until that time arrives, I wish you peace.